before I get into it. The boats that are going to NewCal that are already underway, that are getting those northerlies at the moment, as I said, just one more day, maybe not even a day, that will slide through to the east. And then the rest of your passage is going to be very, very nice. So that's a little bit of encouragement. I hope that'll cheer you up a little bit. There'll be southerly quadrant winds, maybe a little bit of dead down wind, which everybody hates anyway, but at least it'll be comfortable and everything's going in the right direction. Okay, so late yesterday, the area of 6 to 8 meter seas moved southeast of Tonga, finally. Minerva, well, yesterday around dinner time, looked to me to be about 3.5 meters. The boats that are inside probably don't know because the reef probably breaks it up quite a bit. However, today, the seas have come down considerably. 2.5 to 3 meters just south of Tonga, 2 meters south of Fiji. So not bad at all. Looking at Saturday's possible departure, looks about 2 meters coming toward New Zealand from the east northeast. Now winds today near the Opua to Marsden area offshore, not in close but offshore a bit, will be northeasterlies, quite light, about 10 to 12 knots. Now they're going to pick up Friday to northeast about 20 plus. As the cold front nears the North Island. Now, it should impact land by, I'm guessing, late Friday. I see rain and squally conditions. Now, right through 3 a.m. on Saturday. I didn't want to see that, but that's what it looks like. Quite strong winds, about 60 to 100 miles northeast of Opua at that point. I'm seeing 40 knots in squalls. So that's late Friday into very, very early Saturday, and that's offshore. By noon, though, the winds will back to the west and then finally to the southwest as the day goes on. So if you leave Saturday, it'll be a bumpy start if you do go. You know, it's quite possible Sunday might be a better day. We'll touch on that in a minute. Okay, let's look at the big picture at the moment. In the Tasman, we do have a low that has formed near 27 and 163 east, extends a trough to Vanuatu. Cloud also affects New Caledonia. Another trough lies in the Tasman between New Cal and Australia, and that's near 20 south. We have a trough that lies over the Solomons, and that extends eastward. It's quite broken in places. Covers Rotuma, gets over there to Wallace and Samoa, goes southeastward from there, and it latches on to the low at 25 and 163 west. The Northern Cooks are enjoying a convergence zone, and yet another trough lies over Tokelau. So, again, here in New Zealand, we have an occluded front that lies over Northland. Actually, last night we got a bit of rain out of this, like about, we get about 4 millimeters. Yeah, just verifying this morning, looking at some of the satellite imagery, there is a tiny low that's off of East Cape. And the occluded low is emanating from that. So this is not the low from the depression that's oncoming. This is different. Fronts from the Tasman low, however, are approaching New Zealand from the west. That's what I just talked about a minute ago. And that should affect the North Island again Friday morning into the rest of the day on Friday. Quite a bit of rain. Northeast winds about 20 knots plus, and then still rain, as I mentioned, very early Saturday morning. Late Saturday, it should clear. Now, at this point, Sunday morning does look as the nicest time to leave New Zealand. Westerly is about 20 knots, roughly, Still a chance for scattered showers, but so far it looks pretty good. Now we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Light air, it appears on Monday, all the way up to 20 south, westerlies to 33 south, south to south southeast up at around 23 south. Now, by midnight on Monday, the next low is going to be in the middle of the Tasman. And this one is extending a front toward Coral Sea. So by Wednesday, EC has this showing southeast winds at 25 south, and they will be around 15 knots. So there's a lot of activity that's going on out there, but nothing very strong from what I can see. All right, those of you that are on passage, we've gotten a lot of reports. Winds today at 25 south, easterly quadrant, 15 to 20. This continues to Fiji and Tonga. There'll be higher gusts, of course, and remember those are mean winds. A change Friday as a depression moves east along 30 south and starts to pull in winds from the north. So that at 25 south, you'll see north-northeast to northeast winds. In fact, that's what the reports have been. They'll be in the 15 to 20 knot range and extend to Fiji, although Tonga Tapu should see east-northeast winds. Now, Saturday, I see easterlies for Tonga Tapu and the southern Lau, but northeasterlies for Kindabu. However, easterlies for the rest of Fiji. Now, looking pretty far ahead now, the models are reasonably consistent in calling for the next New Zealand depression after the first few I just talked about around 3 June, the 3rd of June. Following that is a strong high, looking like 1034 millibar. Now, winds from 25 south to the islands appear to be quite favorable, however, in direction. So that part is a blessing. So in spite of that depression being over New Zealand, it doesn't look like it extends very much to the north, so that it doesn't look too bad as you sail further north. And again, this is 3 June. Now, just to touch on Minerva Reef, to be a little more explicit, we've got a lot of reports from boats. I think later today the winds will stay east to east-northeast, probably around 15 knots. Now, this morning, they're much more than that. I've got a microwave scatterometer image, and we're looking at 20 to 25 knots. This was at 7 a.m., and the boats that are in and around Minerva are reporting the same thing. So there you go on that. Still a fair bit of wind, but I think that will ease. Now, Saturday, and this is Minerva Reef, we should see a frontal band, a weak frontal band, arriving. Winds will shift to the north-northeast, I think about 10 to 15 knots, higher in gusts, of course, and in showers. Now, by Sunday at Minerva, the pesky little low, the one that's in the mid-Tasman, is going to push east to lie just to the south of Minerva. So that's on Sunday. Yachts at anchor may have weak northerlies because of that. And on the other side of the low, expect southerly quadrant winds. So that's Minerva Reef. Looks pretty good. There'll be some cloud associated with this low coming in, but I don't see very strong winds on average. However, if you do happen to get a pretty tall CB, then you know what that's like. We'll quickly now take a look at the islands, Tonga. They've dropped the strong wind warnings, but the heavy damaging swell warning is still in force. Still some pretty big swells coming into the Tonga area. Winds today, I see southeast 20 to 25, dropping to 15 to 20 a little bit later in the day. Friday looks pretty nice. East-southeast 15 to 20. Saturday, I see easterlies 15 to 20. Fiji, well, I see winds about 15 knots nearly everywhere, east to east southeast. The winds back on Friday, east to northeast, moderate at about 15 knots. Pretty much the same thing Saturday, and satellite imagery shows quite fair conditions for Fiji. So all of those messy troughs and weak tropical low have moved off. Vanuatu, pretty much free of cloud in the north. There's some gentle buildups in the central to the southern areas. Winds, though, are very light, 5 to 10 knots, variable in direction in the north. However, it looks like northeast, at maybe 10 knots from Port Vila to Aleutian. Light and variable tomorrow. New Caledonia, early this morning, showed a fair amount of cloud on satellite imagery. Expect pretty light air today. Reports that we've gotten seem to indicate that. Variable to westerlies, less than 10 knots, and partly cloudy, and expect some scattered showers here and there on that. Friday now, expect southeasterlies, I think. It'll still be partly cloudy. Loyalties, however, are not so great. Southeast winds, 15 to 20, but very heavy rain showers there, and that's because of that front extension from that mid-Tasman low. Saturday for New Cal, virtually everywhere, looks partly cloudy, winds out of the southeast, I think about 10 to 15 knots, and of course they'll be higher in gusts. So I believe that covers everything. There's a lot to absorb. So any questions or comments come now?
Okay, and it looks like the streaming folk in New Zealand are looking at Saturday. They must be getting desperate. If you look at what's happening on Saturday, you might want to wait till Sunday. But there's nothing like a wet start. All right, anybody with any questions or anybody wanting to give a report, please call. Nothing heard from here. Ron, if you are still at the radio, and don't worry if you're not, could you give a call for anybody that I cannot hear, please? Pilgrim, go ahead.
Roger. Any step forward, wishing to contact North Harbour, contact Pilgrim for a thing.